Former black shirt. Former Super Bowl champion.
Scott Chanley's my guest.
The speed and the explosiveness, I think, should excite Nebraska fans. Game film is always going to be better than practice film because everybody's going 100 miles an hour.
Scott Chanley, black shirt, Super Bowl champ.
Being a Nebraska kid growing up and not only wanting to play for Nebraska and run out in front of the sea of red, but as soon as I knew I was going to be a defensive player, that becomes one of your goals, is to get one of those black jerseys.
Scott Chanley, breaking things down.
Attack, 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 maybe give up a big play. You can live with that, but you've got to be aggressive on defense. A couple guys here or there, kind of brother-in-law on it, not going full speed. It's hard to tell. What's going on?
Scott Chanley joins Nick now on Game Time.
How do you say no to Scott Chanley, am I right?
Sounds great.
Well, I was thrilled. I can't remember when, Scott, you and I first started talking on a weekly basis, but I was absolutely thrilled when you agreed to be a weekly guest, and it's going to be tough to not speak to you each week because I feel like every guest brings something different. But with you, I just feel like I get so much. I get football smart. Every time I talk to you, first of all, how are you, Scott?
I want to first of all say I want to wish you all the best in future endeavors, and I can't thank you enough for allowing me to come on this radio show once a week and stay close to home and talk Husker football. So it's been awesome, and I appreciate the opportunity you gave me.
Yeah, I know it's a lot. I don't think people realize, like, listen, you're committing. Some people may say, oh, it's just 10 minutes a week, but it's like, it's a big commitment. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure every Wednesday you had to be like, well, I can't do this, or I got to make sure I'm doing this for it. Like, I just appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to be able to talk to me. Has it made you feel, I guess, I never thought, like, because I always just assume the guys that are former players always feel attached to the program. Has it kind of strengthened your attachment being away from home to be able to at least know that me and you are going to be able to talk about Husker football for 10 minutes each week?
Oh, without a doubt. I think I've been closer to the program and to the football team. As crazy as it sounds, I think doing this radio show once a week has helped me stay closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's things I look for in the game that maybe I normally wouldn't look for, just so I can try to help educate the listeners or maybe questions that I might get from you, and I need to be on top of my game. So even though you're right, even though it's 10 minutes, I still want to be on the top of my game and provide as great insight as I can to Husker fans who maybe tune in and listen to us every week.
Absolutely. It's just been and to be honest with you, the guy that always just speaks, I mean, Barrett Rood thinks the world of you. And so I was like, I was just fired up. And Barrett was like, oh, Scott this and Scott that. I was like, I got to get this guy on the show and talk to him. And let me tell you, he didn't overhype Mr. Scott Chanley, let me tell you.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, I've talked a lot about Barrett on the show too. We both have a great appreciation for one another. And I was the old guy at Nebraska when he was the young guy. And then we met again for a little while when he was with the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, just two Nebraska kids. And I feel like we never forgot where we came from. We're the same people we were today as we were back then. And extremely proud to be Nebraskans, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Scott Chanley's my guest. You know, I was looking forward to talking to you because we could at least talk some football today and not have it be all weepy and trying to fight back tears. So I want to, if you would indulge me, can we talk some football one last time?
Yes,
here,
sir. Man? Absolutely.
I was listening to Barrett had a quote, and we've talked about this. They were talking about Will Honus, and he was saying that Will needs to learn how to practice. And I wanted to get you to expand on that because I think there's so much in there with whether it's just learning what a coach wants or what's expected of you, or also learning, oh, I can't just mail in Monday through Friday and expect to kill on Saturdays. Like, I got to be really locked in every rep every day if I want to succeed on Saturdays. What was that process like for you?
Yeah, I think once you realize as a player, I think a lot of times players think, oh, as long as I play well in the games and show up when the lights are on, every coach wants that. And it took me a while to realize, and this is more so in the NFL because there's great athletes in the NFL, just like there is at major college football. But as a player, once I realized I have to earn not only my teammates' trust, but my coach's trust. And that's what you do throughout the entire week of practice. This time of year, when the guys are in the weight room, you're earning your teammates, your peers' respect and trust. If a guy doesn't finish every rep in the weight room or he doesn't touch every line when you're running drills, he's not going to finish the game. So just like a coach, you have to earn their trust. A coach wants to put players out there that they feel no one's ever going to play the perfect game of football, but they want to get as close to as many guys as they can on the field who are going to do what they can do mentally. If somebody jumps up and catches the ball over you because they're physically better, hey, you can live with that.
I was
But you got to earn that trust throughout the week of practice.
Absolutely you do. And I think, and I actually think, you know, I think all coaches are big on trust for playing time. But I even think a guy like Barrett's more so. Because, like, Barrett was a guy, let's be honest, if you saw Barrett Rood at the grocery store, you wouldn't go, oh, that guy's the all-time tackle leader in the history of Nebraska football. He's not necessarily this big, imposing guy. But what Barrett was he was a grinder, and he loved the process of being a football player. And so I think I think he's going to gravitate towards those kinds of guys, the dudes that love Monday through Friday as much as they honestly love Saturday.
Yeah, and that's what – those are the guys who have staying power as players. Those are the guys who last a lot longer, obviously outside the whole injury thing. But I call Barrett, he was very consistent, great player, had great instincts, but he was not one of those splash players.
No.
By a splash player, I'm talking like LeVar Arrington. He jumps over the pile a couple times, blocked a couple field goals, and he's the greatest thing since sliced bread at Penn State. He fizzled out in his NFL career. Greg Williams was his D coordinator at Washington, and Greg Williams said the guy just would not do right. I could not trust him. I couldn't put him on the field. And so no matter how great of an athlete you are, if you can't play 95% of the plays and the coaches know you're going to line up where you're supposed to and get your teammates lined up, they're not going to put you on the field. And
right.
I think you're right. Barrett wants those type of guys on the field. And those type of guys win you football games.
100%. Scott Chandler's my guess. The other thing, too, with that practice thing, I think back in my career, I was such a better player my second year at Kansas and even at Creighton, not only because obviously you get a year older and you get a year stronger and all that stuff, but a part of it also is knowing exactly what the coaches expected of me and what, you know, okay, I know what he wants in this drill. I know what I need to do here. Like, I also think that is it. Like, I don't think you can put into words how much better a guy like Will Honus is going to practice this year because he knows exactly what Barrett wants or what Chenander wants.
Yeah, and I think going back to Barrett, as a linebacker, if I'm at the University of Nebraska, if I'm Honus and Barrett Root says to me, hey, you do a lot of things great, but we just need more consistency from you in practice. We need to see it from you 9 out of 10 plays, not 5 out of 10 plays. That's instant. You have instant respect for a guy like Barrett who's been there and done it. Obviously, you see his name up on the boards at Nebraska for all the tackles he's had. It's easy to take his words of advice and encouragement and be like, okay, I have to really focus on this part of my game. So that's one advantage of having Barrett Root as your linebackers coach. I just think as a player, just like you said, you learn what your role is.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you have to limit yourself. You can still try to be as great a player as you can be, but understand what your role is within the team and then grow from there.
Absolutely. And the other thing this is interesting because it's not necessary. You don't have to have been a player like Barrett to have credibility. But let's be honest, Barrett's credibility is pretty enormous. And same thing with Frost, and same thing with a lot of, even Troy Walters was a hell of a wide receiver. Like, for you, what was that like as a player? Because there is something to the credibility, maybe not necessarily of your playing career, but what your coaching track record is that has different things resonate even more.
Without a doubt, you love to see I know a lot of guys who used to play the game that can't teach the game of football. And just because you play the game doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach. I think you're more spot on with your track record. Once you see a coach has had success with certain players or certain systems, that's automatic respect. And when he says something, you're like, okay, he's shown before that what he's saying can work. I just need to heed his advice. And those guys definitely have that track record, both as players and as coaches already in their young careers.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, so Big Ten Media Days is tomorrow. And, you know, again, we've talked about how almost everybody's choosing Nebraska to win the West. Do you think that, because we've talked about, you know, kind of what the message is or whatever, but like as a player, how would that go in one ear and out the other? Or like, would you use it as confidence? Like, how would you utilize being the kind of media darling to win, even though you maybe haven't achieved anything yet?
I think when you see things like that, it makes you feel good because people expect good things out of you. But in the back of your mind, as a player and as a leader on the team, you have to keep that chip on your shoulder that you haven't done anything. You haven't won a conference championship in 20 years, and it's been a long time, and yet the fans are still filling the stadium, still have the best fans in college football. It's time to give back and earn some of those expectations and put those expectations in place. But I think it's nice that people think good things. cannot let that get rid of the chip on your shoulder and the things you want to prove to people.
Absolutely. Scott Shanley, black shirt, Super Bowl champ. Scott, again, I meant everything I said. It's been such a joy and a pleasure to be able to talk to you each week. Thank you so much for giving us 10 minutes each week, my man.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have missed it for the world every single week. Again, Nick, I appreciate everything you've done for me, bringing me on, and I truly want to wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Bye.
You got it. Scott Shanley. Yeah, he just, yeah, everybody's, every one of the weekly guests are great for different reasons. I just like, he was a guy that I just felt like, I just always felt like football-wise, I just was like, man, this guy has got some gems. This guy's got some gems, man. 402-951-1620. All right, we're almost an hour through, man. We're almost an hour through. Again, Matt Schick's going to stop by. Oh, you ain't know nothing about Lloyd Banks. I don't know how I'm supposed to. I'm going to get distracted by all these. Yeah. I like what you're doing there, George. I do. Up in here, it was burning hot. Again, the mailbag's in about 10 minutes. You haven't got your questions in, do it now. Game time.